Okay, now we can go to the two items that were pulled from the agenda. If you could read 842 first.
842, amend contract with Ball Janik for outside legal counsel.
Mr. Auerbach.
Thank you, President Salson, members of the council. My name is Harry Auerbach, City Attorney's Office. This ordinance is before you to make the final payment on outside counsel services with Ball Janik, whom we engaged to litigate the question of recovery of the value, largely the recovery of the value of city attorney services charged to defend the chassis case from our excess carrier. And we got a judgment in our favor. The case is on appeal. We're handling it on appeal, but we need to pay Ball Janik the final amount of, that they for the work that they did in the trial court. So this will close out that contract. We'd ask you to approve it.
Any questions? Okay. Mr. Walsh, did you want to testify, Mr. Walsh?
Yeah.
Okay. Anybody else? Okay.
My name is Joe Walsh. I represent Individuals for Justice. We just have a real question, I guess. You know, the city attorney has 35 lawyers. That's a lot of lawyers. Why do we keep going out and hiring special lawyers if, and this is the question, if we have firms outside of the city attorney on retainer, that seems to me to be questionable actions. If we have a case that comes before the council and there's a conflict of interest, surely we should go outside and find independent counsel. But this one feels like it's a retainer, and I may be wrong, and that would be really cool if I'm wrong. So am I wrong?
Yes.
I can be wrong. Matter of fact, activists really like to be wrong.
It's worse.
We're paying them for services rendered.
We're paying them. Are you through, Mr. Walsh?
Yes.
Okay. Go ahead, Mr. Johnson.
For the record, my name is Charles Johnson, and I'm very glad that Mr. Walsh pulled this item, but the city attorney made a brief, hurried remark, and I'm glad to have reverb on this microphone because we're talking about the murder of Jim Chassis. So this item is insultingly titled. The situation as described by the attorney, and please correct me if I'm wrong, is that Portland police didn't quite murder Jim Chassis because no indictment for murder was came against the murderous police officers. So what we actually have in front of us is a police expense. Now, apparently the Chassis verdict or parts of it are still on appeal. I don't know the entire scope of Ball Janik's work. I don't know. I think they're mostly a $500 an hour firm that they don't do a lot of contingency fees. You've got 35, as Mr. Walsh pointed out, you have 35 attorneys. Let Ball Janik, I know you want to make Portland look like a wonderful, noble, what is it? It's a municipal corporation. You want to pay your bills on time. Not this one. Let Ball Janik litigate against you to get the money. You can pay them if they win. Contingency is not a rare thing. So the main thing to that I want everyone to remember is Jim Chassis is dead. We have not fixed the Portland Police Department. Our police department and the United States Attorney's Office are so screwed up that Judge Michael Simon still can't figure out even what to say about it to give us a settlement in the United States of America versus the city of Portland because of the Portland Police Bureau. So don't pretend that this is some small procedural item about putting a little bit of money in the coffers of Ball Janik. This is evidence of a systemic problem, a problem that unfortunately we have not yet been able to fix. There may soon be a consent decree between the United States, which is suing the city of Portland, for not being able to properly manage its police officers. Jim Chassis, some of his surviving relatives were here within the past few months, I believe. And they need to come back and talk about the fact that we're probably going to spend more money
on dead people with mental illness. As a matter of fact, some police activists, Dan Handelman, who can't get a conversation with the mayor because he has a low-level former policewoman running interference for him, it turns out that maybe everybody who's been killed or injured by the Portland police recently has had a history of mental illness. So if Ball Janik wants their money, they can take some of their nifty high-powered attorneys and get involved in the United States of America versus the city of Portland. So I urge you to just say, no, sorry, Ball Janik, we thought we had a contingency agreement with you. Let's have our lawyers sort it out. No money for you. Thank you. And may James Chassie rest in peace, and may no citizens of the Portland be killed by the police. Thank you.
Thank you both. Okay. There's no further questions. Call the roll.
Novick?
Aye.
Fritz?
So this contract is, ordinance is to pay for services rendered, which is what we're doing. The city has won the case. It's been appealed. The city attorney's office are now handling the appeal without further outside counsel assistance. And if we continue to prevail, the bulk of attorney's fees will be awarded to the city. I appreciate the briefing from the city attorney's office. There may be an additional outside conversation about having firms on retainer that then on other issues sue the city, but that's a different conversation. Aye.
Fish.
Aye.
Seltzman.
Aye. The ordinance is approved.